Om Jnana Timirandasya Agyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Velitam Nena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Vancha Kalpataravyasya Kripa Sindhuvyayavacha Patitanam Pavanivyo Vaishnavivyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasati Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama. First of all, I offer my Sasang Dandabhat Pranams unto the lotus feet of our most worshipful Srila Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Shishamad Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Srila Guru Maharaj, to Arupanuga Guru Varga, and to all the Sama Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis. So, following Prabhuji's order, I'll try to offer some glorification on Srila Gurudev. The blessing of the Vaishnavas, this opportunity is given. So we know very soon Srila Gurudev's Vyasa Puja. And although every day should be time for serving and remembering and glorifying Sri Guru, but there are some like special days where devotees, they take that opportunity to glorify so that others who don't know him will be encouraged to like see his glories. So we know like centennial is coming. So like Vaishnav is saying that we don't wait till 100 years so you can do such glorification. But still, we're doing this because we know, okay, we take advantage of this time, because any opportunity to try to glorify Guru, then we take that. So whether centennial or not, then we do. But especially for many like outsiders, then they would see like, oh, centennial, 100 years. Then you can take that opportunity also. So who is Srila Gurudev? Like, only because of association of those who know Srila Gurudev or those who know Guru Varga, then they can know. So, in this world, auspiciousness is there because of Guru Parampara. We know there are four Vaishnav Sampradayas. And because of this, then the world is so much auspicious. But we know, especially of the four sampradayas, that sampradaya where Mahaprabhu has appeared, then so much auspiciousness is there. They have that very special gift. And this we only know because of the followers of Mahaprabhu. Those who know Srila Rupa Goswami, then they know how much greatness this sampradaya is. So when we talk about this, then we cannot really separate Srila Gurudev from that point. If someone meets Srila Gurudev, then they will know exactly, really, the greatness of the Sampradaya of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is not just like one Sampradaya that, okay, we teach bhakti. And anyone can just say, yeah, love for God. Oh, but then really, what is love for God? What is this bhakti? Anyone can, like even Christians, they can try to speak about this. And some, by sentimentalism, they can even attract so many people. But really, what is this like real and the highest bhakti? Only those who are followers of Srila Rupa Goswami, they can properly explain this. And Srila Gurudev, this is one of the first things Srila Gurudev has taught to all his disciples, that we understand what is real, not just Sudha Bhakti, but Uttama Bhakti. And what is that? Anya Vilashada Sunyam Gyan Karmadya Anavritam Anukulena Krishnanu Shilanam Bhakti Uttama. From Gurudev's life, you see this. From his teachings, then this is very clear. So, and he said also that anyone who doesn't even know this shloka, what to speak of understanding the meaning, they're not really his disciples. So This is the first thing when I heard Gurudev class. Of course, I've read Gurudev's books even before I met him. But that first meeting when Srila Gurudev came to Philippines, this was the point that he was speaking, Anuttama Bhakti, on this verse. Then, also, without Srila Gurudev, then there would have been no proper understanding of this glory of Srila Rupa Goswami's gift. And what is that? He has properly established this innermost desire of Mahaprabhu. What is to open this path of Raganuga Bhakti? We understand the glories of the Brijbasis. And if you know Srila Gurudev, then you can understand he himself is foremost Brijbasi. And really, we can also understand that our sampradaya, especially this Gaudiya Math, really this is like a training center. So within our heart, we can have these moods of the Brijbasis, but especially the moods of the Braja Gopis. So Gurudev, clearly he would tell us, and he would inspire us, understand what is Gauravani. Like in many Vaishnav communities, not just Gaudiya, many Vaishnav communities, they can talk about Sri Krishna, they can talk about Bhakti. This is very good. But especially in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, there is emphasis on understanding really what is Gauravani, teachings of Gauravani. And even within the Gaudiya Sampradaya, sometimes many of the teachings are already diluted. And therefore, we can see how Srila Gurudev is trying to put people in the proper path so they'll understand really what is Gauravani. And as we always explain, this Gauravani, this is has been passed on to us. We are fortunate to have in contact with this because of this Bhagavad Guru Parampara. They're teaching this. So what is this Gauravani? First thing, this is the teachings of Mahaprabhu. You can find in his Shikshastakam. How our primary process is, and our only shelter in this world is Harinam. So in his Shikshastakam, with this Harinam, you can progress from Shraddha up to the highest level of Prem and become a maid servant of Srimati Radharani. Then, this one, also we can see from his instructions to Lord Nityananda, to Advaita Acharya, to our Namacharya, Srila Haridas Thakur. This you can see from his instructions and his teachings to Srila Rupa Goswami. This you can read in Rupa Shiksha, in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Also in Sanatan Shiksha, his instructions to Sanatan Goswami. And mostly when we talk about this Vaishnav, especially the Gaudiya teachings, this Gauravani, this can be divided into three parts: Sambandha, Abhideya, Prayojan. Although they are inseparable, but for the sake of properly making people understand, then this subject matter is divided in this way. Just like Arjiva Goswami, he properly put this in context with his Sandarbhas. And there's big emphasis on Sambandha. This is the first thing, Sambandha. And like in his Sandarbhas, then four books is dealing with this. This Tattva, Sandarbha, this Paramatma Sandarbha, Bhagavat Sandarbha, this Krishna Sandarbha. Then there's Abhideya, the process. And finally, the Prayojan, the goal. So his instructions to Sanatan Goswami in Sanatan Shiksha, this is mostly on Sambandha. His instruction to Rupa, that is mostly on Abhideya. All about Bhakti Tattva, our process. Of course, Rupa Goswami, then he's teaching through this Bhakti, then what are the stages of Bhakti and what is the goal. Therefore, he's also our Abhideya Acharya. But then, Mahaprabhu, through his discussions with Rai Ramananda, then you can see the prayojan. What is that? The goal, especially for us jivas, what is the highest perfection that we can attain? This we can see in the life of Raghunath Das Goswami. So these teachings are Gauravani. So Srila Gurudev, he is like, in many expert ways, he's trying to lead us to really understanding this. And therefore, he's emphasizing so much. Oh, know exactly this verse. Aradyo Bhagavan Brajesata Nayasta Dham Vrindavanam Ramya Kachid Upasana Brajabadhu Valgena Yalkalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prem Pomartuman Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Tatradaruna Paraha. Also, this Dasamul. This in Dasamul Shiksha, this is embodiment of like this whole Gauravani. So this you can read in Jaiva Dharma. And of course, it's embodied in that one shlok of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in the Mool shlok. So, like this, Srila Gurudev is properly showing to us these teachings. So that, okay, not only you be familiar with this and be hearing and even teaching about this, but really realizing this. He himself is an example of someone who's realized this. And therefore, you can see in his life, his moods. And being with him, then you'll be inspired so much. What is his mood? Then we see that in any discussion, okay, it may start from anything else, but it will always end up to, what is the prayojan? Oh, we only want to become maid servant of Srimati Radharani. We want to be followers of Sri Rupa Goswami. So with Srila Gurudev, we are learning how to be Rupanuga. And really, he is making us understand that this is the real glory of our Guru Varga. They are all Rupanugas. So whether someone is so successful with his preaching externally, or someone can just be sitting in one corner, and you may not see him like doing externally, like distributing so many books. But that person may be just in one corner, but because of him, he's inspiring so many other preachers to become or to have this kind of mood. So whether they're big preachers externally or not, their real glory is that really they are followers of Sri Rupa Goswami. So Srila Gurudev is showing to us all those many disciples of like previous of acharyas who have left because of association with Srila Gurudev. They have understood the glories of their respective Gurudevs. And what is that? That they are all Rupanugas. And therefore, they have come to Srila Gurudev. And this is one speciality of Srila Gurudev. You can see. When I was in Keshavji Gaudiya Math during Gurudev class, I'm not just sitting with just Gurudev's Diksha disciples. I'm sitting with many other disciples who are Diksha disciples of many other gurus. They have come to Srila Gurudev and they never felt that they are betraying or they were betraying their guru by coming to Srila Gurudev. Why? Because Gurudev is never trying to have this mood that, oh, you are my disciple now. You leave your like guru. No, actually, their Gurudev is teaching them. They're showing them that, oh, your Gurudev is so great. He's Rupanuga. And they're trying to learn from Srila Gurudev how to become like the Gurudev. So in this way, I've seen disciples Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Pramod Puri Goswami Maharaj, Sri Rup Siddhanti Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Vam Goswami Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada, so many others. Devotees, they're all coming to Srila Gurudev. And therefore we see how Srila Gurudev is like universal guru. He's like Arjiva Goswami at that time. He is the, like Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj, like the general of the Vaishnavas, all Vaishnavas accepting him. So we see it in Srila Gurudev. And those who come to Srila Gurudev, then they're very lucky. They're meeting actually someone who, by hearing his Harikatha, then easily this greed will come, this greed to enter into this service of Sri Radha and Krishna. So he's been glorified to be Rasika Vaishnavas. So when you say Rasik Vaishnavas, it's not just someone who's, because most people have idea when you say Rasik, or it's someone who likes to talk about the erotic pastimes, or you know, this like sexual pastimes of Radha and Krishna. This has nothing to do with being Rasik. Rasik meaning someone who's experiencing rasa. And when we talk of rasa, if you read, and if you have contact with these devotees who know Rupa Goswami, you talk about rasa, we're talking about someone who has already realized his permanent emotion, his thai bhav, and already he's experiencing all these other bhavs mixed in this thai bhav, meaning he's experiencing prem, this happiness of prem, in a particular flavor. So Srila Gurudev is that kind of personality. And we know he's not just ordinary personality, he's one of eternal associates of Sri Radha and Krishna. If you look in our Guru Vashtakam, that whole glorification, really, you will see Gurudev exactly as that glorification. So Gurudev, he has appeared in this world, and by his appearance, this world is very lucky. We get a chance to understand fully the wealth of this sampradaya. We get a chance to connect to this greatest gift of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He himself has come on this very auspicious day in Moni Amavasya. You know, this is the time where considered to be very auspicious. During this time, in the month of Mag, and actually it said starting from Makar Sankranti, that's the time of this Mela, this Kumbh Mela. So many people coming and gathering on Kumbh Mela. Why they want? Because it said, oh, nectar is coming on that time, nectar. And there are specific times during that Kumbh Mela festival where people, they go to the Ganga or Yamuna or the Sangam, the confluence of these rivers, and they said, oh, that time is very auspicious and you will get the nectar. But what is real nectar is these teachings of Mahaprabhu, this teaching Rupa Goswami received in that Sangam in Prayag. Srila Gurudev has appeared on this Moni Amavasya, which is actually considered to be like one of the most auspicious time during the Kumbh Mela period. And therefore, that time, people, they all go take bath. So Gurudev has appeared to us. He is himself is the nectar coming to this world. So those who have contact with him were very lucky. He is Sadguru. Those who have relationship with him, this relationship will not end. It will continue. Gurudev will continually bring us closer and closer to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We may not have attained perfection this life, but Srila Gurudev will be there in our next life to bring us more closer to perfection. He will be there. So praying unto his lotus feet, praying to all the disciples, the dear Vaishnavas who are eternal associates of Srila Gurudev, may they be merciful also to me, to us, that we can be truly worthy to become member of his family.
Om Agyana Timirandasya Agyana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Vena Tasmai Shri Guruvaya Namaha Guruvaya Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Deham Shri Guru Varam Shri Rupana Vapravram Rajrasrasikam Chanayanam Tamrapannam Shri Guru Charanam Mande Ramanam Hrishthaya Bhutale Rupana Vaktidam Chakripamurti Narayanam. First of all, I offer my Dandavat Pranams to the lotus feet for spiritual masters, इतला श्रीमान भक्तिवेदान श्री नारायण गोस्वाई महाराज श्री गुरुदेव एन इतला श्रीमान भक्तिवेदान श्री वम गोस्वाई महाराज श्री गुरुदेव एन टूर एंटायर रूपानु कौरिया गुरुवर्ग टू ऑल द वैष्णव्स एंड वैष्णवीज सो वी बीन हियरिंग दैट गुरु निष्ठा दिस अनडिवाइडेड फेथ इन श्री गुरु is the backbone of bhakti, rather the very life of bhakti. So there is a popular saying, popular adage, which says, Mad Guru Jagat Guru. It says that my guru is the spiritual master of the entire world. So how are we to reconcile this? Saying that we can say that, oh, you've been initiated by someone else, I've been initiated by someone else. So how can you claim that your guru is the spiritual master of the entire world? How can this be true? So we see Srila Swami Maharaj, when there's a very nice class he gave in Bombay. It was during Prabhupada's time, and he was speaking on the, or it was maybe in the 40s after Prabhupada's disappearance. So there Swami Maharaj is speaking on the disappearance day of his Guru Maharaj. So there he was saying this, that Mad Guru is Jagat Guru, that my Guru is Jagat Guru, but someone may oppose, saying that how can you say that your Guru is the spiritual master of the entire world? And he said, my Guru, he is present in the heart of every living entity, not just in the hearts of his own disciples. He is present in the heart of every living entity. Why? Because this tendency to serve, he is manifesting this tendency to serve in every living entity. Because ultimately he is a manifestation of this Ashraya Tattva. And who is the root of all Ashraya Tattvas? It is Srimati Radhika herself. And Baldev Prabhu themselves. They are the root of Ashraya Guru Tattva. So Guru, being a manifestation of that very Ashraya Guru Tattva, he manifests himself in the heart of every living entity. And then when every living entity has this inclination to serve, it comes from who? It comes from Sri Guru. And ultimately, when the living entity's own permanent emotion, which is known as Thai Bhav, manifests, it manifests through whom? It manifests through Sri Guru's grace. So ultimately, when we think of this, then we realize that Guru does not belong to any particular institution or any particular sect. Rather, Guru is Sri Guru. The Son, no one can ever claim the Son. No one can ever say that the Son has a nationality or the sun belongs to a particular caste. Like when the sun rises in India, no one says the Indian sun. When the sun rises in Africa, no one says the African sun or the American sun. The sun is always the sun, regardless. Similarly, when we speak of Sri Guru, he is always Sri Guru. There is no consideration of him belonging either to ISKCON or to Gaudiya Math or to any institution. He is Sri Guru. Gurudev used to say, what to speak of pure devotee appearing, he used to say, we all belong to the parivar of Narottam Thakur. We are Narottam parivar. But he said, even if a pure devotee comes in Shyamananda Prabhu's parivar, Gurudev said, we must offer our respects, bow down to him. Even if a devotee comes in Srinivasacharya's parampara, we must bow down, offer respects. Gurudev said, even if a grand disciple of Srila Swami Maharaj is a pure devotee, I will offer my respects to him. Even if there's a great grand disciple also. So we say that a pure devotee is never limited by any structure. Like we heard some days before, some devotees were telling Gurudev that, some devotees are saying that, oh Gurudev, that Swami Prabhupada, he said that ISKCON is my body. So therefore, if anyone has left ISKCON, then he's not serving me because ISKCON is my body. So they were trying to raise this question, saying that if ISKCON is Srila Prabhupada's body and we have left ISKCON, it means we are no longer associated with him, with his body. It means we are separate from him. So then when they told this to Gurudev, Gurudev said, okay, if ISKCON is Prabhupada's body, then we are his soul, Gurudev said. So that carries a very deep import, where he's saying that if ISKCON is Prabhupada's body, then we are his soul, which means we embody this vichardhara. We embody these conceptions that he is giving to the entire world. We embody this purpose that Srila Sai Maharaj is giving to the entire world. Like there's a very small shloka that Gurudev was explaining. He was saying that Giritra Ramarchita Angri. He was saying there's this small verse which means Giritra Ramarchita Angri means that Giritra means Lord Shiva and Rama means Lakshmi Devi. So Lord Shiva and Rama Devi, Lakshmi Devi, they're always doing archan of Angri, of Sri Hari's lotus feet. So this is the general explanation given in the purport of the Bhagavatam. So when Gurudev was speaking on this Bhagavat Sapta in the early 90s, someone gave him this gift of the Bhagavatam. He said, this is the greatest gift anyone can ever give, he said, this Bhagavatam. Because it was Gurudev's Bhagavat Sapta. And the devotees who organized this Bhagavat Sapta, they gave him this Bhagavatam with the commentary of so many Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas. Srila Jiva Goswami is Laghu Vaishnava Toshani, Srila Sanatan Goswami is Bharat Vaishnava Toshani, and Srila Chakravarti Thakur Sararta Darshini. They gave this to Srila Gurudev and he was so happy. He said, just see, he said, there is no greater gift than this. And then when he was explaining this verse, this Shivatra Ramarchit Angri, he said, if you read the normal commentaries on the Bhagavatam, it says, he whose lotus feet are worshipped by Lord Shiva and Rama. But if you go deeper, if you take help of Srila Sanatan Goswami, Srila Jiva Goswami and Srila Chakravarti Thakur, then you can see this shloka in a new way. He said, Giritra means Giriraj Govardhan. So this way, Giriraj Govardhan is feeling so much separation from Krishna. So therefore, when he's feeling so much separation from Krishna, and Krishna lifts him on his finger, at the time, this Giritra, Tra means Tran. At the time, Giriraj is feeling so much relief from his separation. Even though Indra is throwing so many of his thunderbolts on him, he is not feeling any pain. Rather, he feels that his body is itching so much, and the thunderbolt of Indra is like a cure for this itching. Now his itching is being relieved. This is the meaning of Tran, his separation is being relieved. Then Gurudev gave even in deeper explanation. He said Giritra means on the top of Giriraj Govardhan, in all the caves, Krishna, he is performing so many pastimes with all his sakhas and especially with all the gopis. So ultimately, the separation of the gopis is being removed by Krishna. And Ramarchit Angri means who is Ramadevi? Ultimately, she is Rashimati Radhika herself. She is Mool Lakshmi. So therefore, Giritra Ramarchit Angri means Srimati Radhika, she is serving, not anyone else. So this is how he was explaining Srila Chakravarti Thakur's commentary. And he was saying how that any purport of the Bhagavatam should be seen through the eyes of our Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas. Like we've heard from the Vaishnavas that Gurudev used to say that Gurudev used to have this commentary of the Bhagavatam with so many, 108 commentaries from all the different Acharyas. Sanskrit, that were not even translations into Hindi also. And then he used to read. And then he used to saw the speciality of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharyas. Once Gurudev was with Param Gurudev. At that time, this Hanuman Prasad, this publisher of this Gita Press, he had published a nice book on Krishna. It was a nice book in Hindi that he published, where everyone was so happy with this book. That was published by this Hanumat Prasad Goenka. So in Gurudev, he was looking at this book, and then Gurudev also had some appreciation for this book, because no Mayavad, and then only about devotion. So then he showed it to Param Gurudev. When he showed it to Param Gurudev, Gurudev said, this is a very nice book. I think you must read this. Param Gurudev said, no, I will not read. No, Gurudev said, it seems nice, you should read it. And then Param Gurudev said, okay, open any page you like. And then Gurudev, he just opened one random page. He just opened one random page from the book. And then he showed it to Param Gurudev. Param Gurudev said, okay, you opened any page you like? He said, yes. Now read what is there in that page. So then Gurudev, he started reading aloud what is there in that page. In that page, it was written, O Krishna, when will that day come when you are standing beneath a tree on the banks of the Yamuna and when you are playing your murali, you will delight my ears. When you're standing in your threefold bending form, you will make me so happy by your beauty. And you will give me so much delight by the playing of your flute, by the sound of your flute. So Param Gurudev said, is this devotion? He is praying that Krishna should manifest himself and make him happy by his darshan. And he should enter his ears through his flute song. He should play his flute for his pleasure. So is this bhakti or is this sense gratification? Paramgurudeva said, this is not what my Prabhupada taught when he is saying this. My Prabhupada said that if you are seeing Krishna, when you are going for darshan of Krishna also, you must not look at Krishna. Rather, you must see that Krishna is looking at you. That is the meaning of darshan. You must not be the drishta. You must be the drishya. The drishta means the seer. But drishya means the seen. So you must not be the seer. You must be the seen. When there was a deity installation festival taking place, or when the aarti in Chaitanya Math would be performed, Prabhupada, he would be standing behind. And then he would be seeing the aarti. And then there was a crowd there. And some brahmacharis, they tried separating this crowd so that Prabhupada could have darshan. And Prabhupada said, what are you trying to do? I am not trying to see Gandharvika Giridhari. Rather, they are seeing me. So then Paramgurudev, he told this, just see what he is saying. He is saying Krishna is manifesting his beauty for himself. No, this is not bhakti. Rather, our own selves, our entire beings are offered completely for Krishna, not for anyone else. Therefore, this limb of bhakti called Atmanivedan, where Bali Maharaj is offering his entire self, is not fully embodied even in Bali Maharaj also. It is fully embodied only in the gopis, where they are offering their entire selves, their very beings, in Krishna's service. So we see Gurudev, in every aspect, he was preaching only about Sri Krishna. So when he is preaching about Sri Krishna, we see he is Sakshat Dharitvena, means he is embodying every quality of Sri Hari, Sri Krishna. And what is one quality of Sri Krishna? He is present as Paramatma in everyone's hearts. Krishna is Sarveshwareshwar, he is the Lord of Lords. So therefore, if all his qualities are being manifested in his pure devotee, like we sing every day in the morning, Sakshat Dharitvena Samasa Shastra, which means if Krishna is present in the hearts of every living entity, then even Sri Guru is present, because all these qualities are also present in him. So therefore, if Krishna is Sarveshwar, Guru is also Jagat Guru then. Just as we say that if you use adjectives for Krishna, you say there is Brahma, there is Parabrahma, there is Ishwar, there is Parameshwar, there is Bhagavan, there is Swayam Bhagavan. Similarly, use this adjective for Guru also. Sadguru, Jagatguru. So we see these are adjectives that qualify the noun, which is Sri Guru. So therefore, we see that Sri Guru is manifesting himself in the heart of every living entity, and he is manifesting this desire for the Jiva to serve Krishna. And therefore, we must not think in any way that Guru belongs to one particular sect. And we see also how Gurudev, he gave Vrindavan to the entire world. Krishna does not take one step out of Vrindavan. Similarly, Guru also does not take one step out of Vrindavan. Like any place Gurudev would go, he'd give his heart out in any pastime place of Braj. He'd say, you know, he'd give his heart out to that person. Like recently, I was just seeing one video where one of our god brothers, he's preaching, and he was giving an interview. And our god brother, he was saying that I stayed in Mathura Vrindavan for 15 years, and now I'm here. So then the person who was interviewing him, he said, you stayed in Mathura Vrindavan for 15 years? He said, yes, for 15 years. Then the interviewer, he asked one question which struck me. He said, if you stayed in Mathura Vrindavan for 15 years, then why did you leave? He said, if you stay there for 15 years, why not continue staying there? He said. No, still I have received this order to give the message of my Guru to everyone. So we see that Sri Guru, he values every dust particle of Vrindavan. He said, Gurudev was saying that you may have so many anarthas, lust, anger, greed, so many things. It doesn't matter. Just go and roll in the dust of Vrindavan, he said. If you cover yourself head to toe with the dust of Vrindavan, Gurudev said, I guarantee you none of these anarthas will ever affect you, will never bother you. So therefore, he is giving this adhikar, this qualification for each and every one of us to stay in Vrindavan eternally, to never leave this place. And we see that how, even when he was in all these different pastime places, he is giving his heart out, he is weeping. Even when he was speaking in Nanda Bhavan also there, he is saying, oh, this Nanda Bhavan is so special. Why? Because Krishna, he has met all the gopis at Sanket 1, and now he is resting here on the bed in Yashoda Bhavan, and Yashoda is trying to wake him up, and he is not waking up, and Krishna has so many scratches on his body, And Yashoda's performing arati, and she's thinking, oh, these cowherd boys are so naughty, they're scratching Krishna. At the same time, Madhumangal comes and he says, oh, Krishna, last night he was with many sakhis. And then Yashoda, his sakhis can also mean sakhas and also sakhis. So Yashoda thinks, yes, he was with his sakhas. And Krishna, he opens his eyes quickly, saying, Madhumangal, what are you saying? Don't try to expose me. And then Krishna, anyhow, quickly he wakes up. At the same time, Radharani also, she's in Javat. And then Mukhara, she says, Radharani's grandmother, that there's this, that Krishna's Pitambar is there, the yellow shawl. And then she becomes very suspicious, becomes very angry along with Jatila. Then Vishakha, anyhow, she covers it with Radharani's blue shawl. And then she says, oh, you're so old that you could not see the rays of the sun being reflected on this blue cloth, which made it seem yellow. And then Gurudev, as he's speaking this pastime, he's being filled with so much happiness, with all these sentiments of Braj. So therefore, even when Gurudev came to so many places, when he came to Bangalore also, the last time he came to Bangalore, he told all of them, saying, I invite all of you to come to Braj. He said, all of you must come here. Because Krishna has given this benediction that anyone who comes here and stays here, surely he must get Krishna Prem. There is no doubt, he said. So therefore, we see, he's such a Rupanuga Vaishnava Acharya. Just as Narayan Bhatta, you see, Narayan Bhatta, he's so celebrated in Braj. Why? Because he manifested all the pastime places of Braj. He wrote Brajvilastav. He manifested the deity of Srimati Radhika and Barsana. Everything he did. And Gurudev also, he is no less than Narayan Bhatta also. He is the vibhuti of Braj. He spread the glories of Braj in every corner of this world. And Braj is non-different from Radha and Krishna themselves. So therefore, he's given Radha and Krishna themselves to Braj, to Vrindavan. So therefore, his glories are unlimited. We cannot even touch the slightest part of his glories. In every class of his, in every book of his, in his near and dear followers, how they embody his ideal, we say that his glories can never be underestimated to the slightest extent. So therefore, when we say that he is Yugacharya, Rupanugacharya Varyam, Rupmanjari Prestakam, Patitavana Bandham Yugacharya Narayanam. This is not any atistuti, an excessive glorification. Rather, it is the most perfect form of glorification. Even that is less. When you're saying Prabhupada is Tridandi Swami, Parivachakacharya, you're actually limiting him. He's actually Nayanamani Manjari. How much can you glorify him? Similarly, when you're saying Gurudev is also Jagat Guru Yugacharya, you're only presenting him before the eyes of the world as such. But who is he really? Really, he is a maidservant to Srimati Radhika, and he's making everyone else also qualified to be the maidservant to Srimati Radhika. So his glories just can go on and on, but as we know, we're stuck in this material world and where we are limited by time and space. So our only qualification at this point is that we ourselves open our hearts and try placing the words of the Vaishnavas there and try retaining these words in our lives for as long as we live in this world.
Ongogyanaktivrandhasya gananjana salakaya chakshurunitam yena tasmai shri gurave namam vanchakalpataruvasya kripasindubhayavacha paitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo 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 mahavadannaya krishna prema pradayati krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne gaurattise namaha jai rupa sanatan भट्ट रघुनाथ श्रीजीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ एछय गोसाई करी चरण वंदन जा हईते विघ्न नाश अभीष्ट पुरन जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि श्री गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे बोलो श्री गुरु जी महाराज की जय गुरु परंपरा की जय अनंत अनंत गुरु वैष्णव वृंद की जय हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय समवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की जय गौर प्रमानंदी हरे हरे now is all are hearing Vaishnavas near Timot Guru, Jagat Guru. This is Prabhupada Sashtakur. The article Param Gurudev explaining, what is meanings of this Mad Guru, Jagat Guru. Gurudev is one time explaining Jam Pravyantam Anupayitam Apayita Krittam Doipayano Virahaka Atarajuhavo Putriti Tanmayataya Tarvavinedu Tam Sarvabhuta Ridayastam Unimanato Asmi. He is saying God is Paramatma, He is everywhere present. Then His near and dear is also with Him. He is not distant to Him. So Sukhdev Goswami, for offering pranam, telling, O Sarvabhuta Ridayastam Munimanatosmi. All living entity, anywhere, any bhakta or devotee, Paramatma present then, and Jivatma is near, pure soul, same, there is, His near and dear is also present. He is not alone. He is not only dry Brahma. This much not enough. Telling Sukadeva Goswami, He is going everywhere. All jivas near. Helping for. Parikrita Maharaj is not inviting Him. He is not calling Him. But He came Himself by God desire. Now seeing how is Mad Guru Jagat Guru? Eternal Divine Master, spiritual master, He is not a miser. He is His power and His mercy, His bliss, His help with His making everybody is Guru. Not making disciple. Prabhupada Sahaja Thakur, His all followers, He making everybody is qualified and everybody is giving this position as Guru's position, Acharya position, Acharya Abhiman. They are helpful for everybody. This is called Guru Shakti. How magnet near is iron, ordinary example. Iron inside his magnet power is going, then this iron also working like magnet. But sometime after power gone, then is iron. But Vaishnava and Bhakta, spiritual master, like not this. They more than touchstone. Therefore, telling Madhguru Jagat Guru, He is making in everybody's qualified guru. As it is, like same equal, more than also. He not make anybody fall, small, living entities, you will be forever is like same. No. You will be Jagat Guru. How? You take responsibility everybody's, helpful for everybody's. Then, next is telling, how Jagat Guru? Telling this world, Mahadevi's world, many called master. They are all time try to jivas stealing and after making Maya das. But eternal world to God person, God family members, they are coming. They are also stealing everybody and making this spiritual master meanings, spiritual world with this, how getting relation. Forever. You are refugee. Some time for here, but permanent not is your residence. Permanent residence is back to God and back to home. So this Gurutva, Daitya, responsibility, who taking? Mahaprabhu therefore giving order. Jara dekho tareko Krishna padesh. Amara gya guru hiya taroi desh. Everybody is you helping. But I am not related and connected, then I am helping jivas. What saying? Hey, make one house, then buy one car, doing some business, and after get married, and will be children, and then coming son, then society will be on, tradition will be on, okay, daughter, then fighting for fighter, many giving, childhood do teaching, hey, go school, learning ABCD, learning, yeah. After grammar, learning, biology, ontology, morphology, all logy, learning everything. And teaching, making brain is divided and smashed. And after, they are enjoyer and also making you joyful. Enjoyer, complete forever life. Not one life, million, crore life. And you are little young. See, you have no girlfriend. You have no boyfriend. How are you? How is your life? You are alone. This is not good. You make a friendship with anybody. And this is good. This is called... They are Jagat Guru. Bogi Guru. Jogi Guru. Master Guru. All are master. Say, follow my order. Instruction. Only for smashing for. Punishment for. All time. But this Guru Varga giving Sadya Mukti. At a time giving liberation. You meeting with them? Any spiritual master with his, they are at a time giving you Mukti. No more attachment. No more relation, no more connection, no more affection, no tension. Free tension. Yeah? No responsibility for anybody's? No, yes, responsibility. Also, I am alone crossing this Maya, then I am 1,000 people, more than 100,000, I am also helping. Also, I am giving them chances, also give them opportunity, they are also getting liberation. They are also going to God Lotus Feet. They are not coming back more. Otherwise, this Maya world, everybody cheater. Anywhere going, they give me advice. You cannot do anything. How is your life? You have no room and house. You have no flat. You have no enjoy for anything. How your young age, nice body, nice your everything. You useless, dry your life. Yeah. No rosso, no taste. Oof. Yeah. How every day is maintaining? Oof. They are very sad. Yeah. They're why sad? They're mad. They're complete crazy. They're thinking this is everything. But they don't have above everything. This world, after anything, above of this body and mind, anything, they have no idea. Guru Varga at a time meeting and then making them Jagat Guru. Then giving liberation and giving this great chance and giving this post. Then they are starting this spiritual all classes and spiritual line they are following. So this is not as ordinary persons for is possible. They are only ordinary people. Everybody arresting and after is destroy for throwing in garbage center. They have this policy. But spiritual master giving new energy, new life, new source, new force, new taste, new everything. Every day, every moment. Therefore, telling Acharya Ramanuj, telling every day you going preaching and serving and helping the jivo. Swami Prabhupada was saying, his followers, you every day 10 people bringing, washing, cleaning and bringing my near. And I am, this is my Guru Dakshina. Then next year 10 more. No, he say every day 10 people bringing. Then you take care of them. Oh, I am giving you power. So this is Guru making Guru. Guru not making disciple. Prabhupada telling therefore, all are my Prabhu. All are my respected all. Therefore he is offering pranam, his disciples, followers, everybody's. Anybody coming offering pranam before is then dasasmi. I am das. I am not guru. But you are all are my prabhu. How possible this? He making them. So Guru Varga has this power. They are helping his jiva. After jiva qualified, then they understanding how good they continue follow, helping. This is not one day. Jagadguru's meanings, he is permanent, he forever, and all time helping. Prabhupada Srishta was telling, 100 life, I am coming for one disciple. He not get liberation, he not get his spirituality, I am 100 lifetime coming. So this Guru Varga forever, continue, permanent. That is Jagadguru. Not like sometime for came and gone, departure, then finish. No. They are power and force. They are, everything is continue running. Before, he is going anywhere distributing. Now anybody remembering, they are getting this energy. One generation, next. Oh, that Rupa Goswami gone. 500 years before came. Now also Rupa Goswami's help. Continue. Anybody reading? Or Nabilashita Sunyam? They don't know anything. But they're reading. Then thinking, what is meaning of Nabilashita Sunyam? After, what is Anukulyano Krishna Sunyam? Uttama Bhakti? What is meanings? Then, praying Rupa Goswami is near, Rupa Goswami's help is coming. He sending many other Vaishnavas at a time present. Meeting with them, talking with them, they are explaining everything. Otherwise, their inspiration coming, all appears in heart, everything. So there is continue, therefore they are Jagadguru. They have this power of Sankarsan, Akarsan Shakti, attraction power. Also, the helping power. Jiva, somebody whole hopeless. Krishna's near Arjuna asking. Now you are present, after you are giving me advice, after you not will be here, then who giving advice? Somebody following something, after they are hopeless and left, they gone jumping in Maya, they die, coming not getting Siddhi, then what happened then? Krishna said, no problem. Nihavikraman Sosti Pratyavaya Navidyate Salpam Apasya Dharmasya Trayate Mahato Bhayat. This mass only following, not to all, only little dancing. Don't be worried. Next, you cannot forget. Next, you getting birth, Suchinam Srimatam Gehe Yogaprashto Vijayate. You getting birth is qualified, bona fide, bhakta, devotee, rich families. And they are too starting next your bhakti. Bhakti never will be lost. Takta sadarmam charnambujam hare. Bhajanu apakko patitata jodi. Kobha avadram abdumashyakim. Bhajanu apto sadarmato. Guru Varga life to life coming. Sending. And they catching, holding. And they are helping. Therefore they are Jagadguru. One day Guru. After no Guru. No. Guru continue. Forever. But how to shelter this Gurudev lifetime in Mathura, this district hospital. Then Dr. Surgeon K.K. Sarabhai. So he is from Agra. So he is coming every day hearing this temple, front of temple hospital. So every day bell, afternoon time, aarti time. Then he is hearing and he is saying, discussing with some devotees with his. Devotee is telling Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Kali Yuga, all in all. Yugadhamma Nam Kirtan, which is he is floating all over the world and cleaning, helping. Then he is giving one books. He is reading. After his house, his one wooden shoes is arranging. And putting in shoes, telling this is Mahaprabhu's shoes. He every day worshipping, every day offering pranam. And reading this Chaitanya Charitavali. Hindi, Gita Paris Guru of Kutu printing, he is reading. After their name, Rupa Goswami's name, other than name, where he, that person, then his books any, after he's looking, Ujjalilmani, Bhaktasam Dishindu, then he's reading. After what happened? One day, he came to Mathura temple and meeting with Gurudev. Gurudev, very nice, Mahapurush glories, Goswami's glories is telling. He say, yes, I am many years, I am now this, worshipping Mahaprabhu. How you worshipping? Say, I am Mahaprabhu, wooden shoes, I am putting my room, I am then offering Pushpanjali, offering obeisances and worshipping this Mahaprabhu's Paduka. Now, I am reading Mahaprabhu's books, now I have very deep respect for him. Maharaj Tugodev telling, you following Ekadasi? Yes. Mahaprabhu by desire, I am also following Ekadasi. And Gurudev say, okay, you are wearing neck beads, possible? There's no problems. They are going in hospital in tie, boot and suit, everything. A surgeon, no problem. He says, I am wearing. After what happened? Sometime after, by Mahaprabhu's causes mercy, he is, how he changed, you know? He is, time to time, calling Agra, devotees, going Harikatha Kirtan for his house. One day, Ekadasi, morning time, his family is calling his father, mother, and wife, children, calling, telling, oh, sending message, Mathura Keshavji will call him out. Bhaktivinoda Narayana Goswami Maharaj near. He is sending some brahmachari. I am now going, Mahaprabhu calling me. I am going now. The thing is, he is joking. He is sitting in asana and sending message, brahmachari sending car, all gone, starting kirtan, bus. Kirtan starting, healthy, tall, age how much? Like 45, 46, nothing else. Bas is sitting, oh, he is thinking, Mahaprabhu. And kirtan is running, Ekadasi day, his departure. He is running, he is leaving. All are surprised, more than Bhishma Pitamaha. Then he say, Mahaprabhu, call me, I am going his movement. His word is big, Sankirtan, I am running now, I am going there. He not taking Diksha, not taking Harinam, nothing, nothing taking. Look, Durvasa temple, now Gurudev is many years before the Durvasa temple, all are offering Gurudev. Before Nimbarka Sampradaya, they were worshipping. Requesting again and again, then Gurudev, okay, taking responsibility or take care. Then now there is installing duties, installing time, Radha Krishna Mahaprabhu, Jamuna Devi say, hey, I have no any temple, no deities, nobody worshipping me. What is this? You Vrindadevi deities are installing in Vrindavan. This is Mathura, my place. Mathura Devi's deities, Yujamana Devi's deity. You not worshipping and not installing? Then Gurudev say, how making deity? Anybody not know? Anyone know like deity? Then Gurudev going to Jaipur and arranging something and making deity and installing. After what happened? Mathura, one, this nurse matron, meaning nurse superintendent. So she is every day coming this Ramanati Krishna Baldev temple, Mayavadi temple. Now, what happened? She is gone one day, Durvasa. Durvasa gone, she is looking Jamuna Devi, Radha Krishna Mahaprabhu, and Durvasa. She is sitting there after hearing some Harikatha, Brahmachari is near. After saying, okay, I have desire, here is very summer. I am giving some fridge, cooler, AC, and some other helping all time. She is going, helping. Then Ramanati, everybody asking, you are disciples of this Ramanati. Why are you going this Gaudiya Math? She say, before I have... I have no real son. I have stepson. Now I have real son. Where? In Durvasa temple is Krishna. And Jamuna Devi, my daughter, Krishna is my son. I am going there. Say, then all are kicking in you. Say, no problem. Now, she is coming, meeting with Gurudev, hearing Harikatha.
And they are following, not following Ekadasi, she is not following Ekadasi. Also, take retirement, she said, no more service, no need. I'm giving a lot of training, nurses training. Many money I'm making in my life, no need more. She's continued serving this. Radha Binod Bihari, Jamuna Devi, and every day going, summer season, going every day, something, arranging flutes for Krishna, arranging Uncle Bells, many things. After, she's asking Gurudev, Gurudev, you give me one boon, that's what? So I like, before you, I'm going this, Eternal Brajadham. I am Chastamata's near Nanda Bhavan. There, I am every day serving Krishna. Here is 24 hours not possible. And also my body not helping. I like this one living. I'm getting spiritual body. I'm going. Then Gurudev say, you wait sometime hearing Harikatha, you will be more trained and qualified than going. Sena Gurudev, I cannot tolerate this. Oh, Gurudev every day going Jamuna, morning time. He is coming this way to the, she is offering pranam in way, coming temple. Now, Ekadasi date, same Ekadasi day. She is sending news, other. She not get married, unmarried. Now, sending message, Brahmachari is gone, starting Kirtan, many relatives come. Bas, she is departure, living body. Lot of wealth she is left, but relatives are about debating. She is writing paper, ki everything will be this, Jamuna Devi's for Durgasa temple for. But who follow this? They are giving something, little bit. So, Guru Bhargava with this relation, at a time they cut off this material affection and or attraction or everything. They giving Svadhyam Mukti, giving liberation and giving this eternal liberation. Then they crossing Maya. So therefore also anybody followers, anywhere to remembering, Guru Bhargava will be there and they are helping. This is Jagat Gurus, other giving this expression. Not thinking Gurudev is India, not America. How helping in America? How helping far away other disciples? He's everywhere. Muni Manatosmi, Sarvabhuta Ridhastam Muni Manatosmi. All living entities, all follower disciples, everybody is near. Therefore, called Rupanugo. All that is not Jivanugo. All that is not Adar Onugo, Urupanugo. Roya Rupa Goswami Prabhu everywhere. And everybody is helpful. Guru Bhargava, therefore giving the earth this message. You are not others, you are Rupanugo. He is all time helping. Therefore, Nottam Thakur praying. Third generation, Sirupa Manjari Pada, same or Sampada, same or Bhajana Pujan. Other things, no. He's not telling. He's saying, Lokanath, Lokera Jivan. Lokanath, Lokera Jivan. Everybody is full of life. But what is praying? Kabe Lokanath more sangalaya jabe, sirupere padapadme more smorpibe. So this Jagat Guru's definition is telling, very nice, nice expression Gurudev giving. This is many, many classes after you are watching, finding, then understanding. So this is now tomorrow, next hearing, other things. Gaur Pramande. Chalo. Tomorrow, end your class.